All right. So, hey, ladies.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey.
Good morning. So, welcome to our first podcast. So, this is going to be either really awesome or really terrifying, I guess. We'll
it's
see.
It's going to be awesome.
I wanted to introduce my gang here, but first, I am Kristen. Hi, everyone. And this is the hair trainer. And this is the start of our podcast series that we're going to start doing for everyone once a week. We're going to try to get to you guys and give you guys some really cool information. And hopefully you'll learn and benefit from everything that we talk about. Mm-hmm. So what's up, girl?
I'm Lizzie.
It's just Lizzie.
It's Lizzie.
So yeah, I don't care. Whatever you guys want to say. Yeah, whatever.
Or you can pass it on.
Or pass on the mic.
It's my turn. I'm Bree.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
Good morning, Bree.
Good morning.
I'm Siobhan. I'll start by giving myself my name, Punk Siobhan.
Hi, I'm Dean.
Hi, I'm Heidi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice. So, thank you guys for that. It was beautiful. It was great speeches. really proud of you guys.
Trying to throw a little something.
And you're, yeah. At least Siobhan gave us something. Come on, Mel.
Good job.
So today we're going to talk the first podcast, which it's kind of a topic where I feel like a lot of people have a lot of opinions on it. And a lot of people probably don't have opinions on it that should have opinions on it, right? Mm-hmm. Is professionalism. So it's just that word, professionalism. You know, what does it mean to you? What does it necessarily mean to your life in general? And how does it affect your life? You know, like how can professionalism make your life better, worse, even Steven? Is it actually something that affects us? Is it something that we actually should take into account more than what we actually think? I think we forget about it a lot. I don't know. What is your initial thought when you think, when you hear the word professionalism, what is your initial thought that goes through your brain?
It's gone. There's a lot of places anymore.
Like, it's non-existent.
I feel like you have to give out what you want to receive in far as professionalism. So if you're not dressed the part, if you're not going to put the work in, if you're not going to do all that stuff in all aspects of life, then you're not going to get the return that you need.
Right.
Yeah.
I learned really early on that when I was young as a beginning hairdresser, I would go out and party really hard all the time on the weekends and be so rough on Saturdays and realize how it wasn't fair to my clients that I was expecting to pay me to give them 100% of myself. So you have to make sacrifices in your life, and that comes down to being professional. Like, I want to give you the best I possibly can, and I want you to return to my chair. So I believe that, and I always believe that you need to be dressed the part.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My husband, it's kind of funny that my husband always says this, and when you see my husband, I mean, you guys probably would never think that these words would come out of his mind, except for the girls who really know him, you know, is that he always says, because I travel a lot for work and I educate and I teach and I own a salon. And he says every time I leave, he always wants to see what I'm wearing. And I know some people would think like that sounds almost like, wow, does your husband, like he's not a husband that really cares. Like he's not that kind of husband. But what he does care about is he specifically says every time I leave the house, you need to be the best dressed girl in the room. And that's his philosophy. When I go out on stage and if I'm in front of 1,000 people or even if I'm in front of 10 people, or even if I'm just going to a hair show and I'm just going to be present, he thinks, you know, I should be the best dressed in the room because at the end of the day, like, it's going to set me apart from everyone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's 100% correct.
I believe that 100%. Yeah. Striving to look your best.
See, and I agree with that. And then but this is where I struggle is I don't like being center of attention and I don't like attention drawn on me. So I tend to be more casual and, like, kind of fade back a little bit because I feel like if I wore like what you're wearing today or what you're wearing today, it's adorable and it's cute and I think it fits your personality. But for me, I feel like I would draw attention that I didn't want.
It's
not my personality.
Yeah. I hate being center of attention and I dress pretty damn crazy.
That's my personality.
I feel like that too.
Me. I feel like I need to.
But that's interesting hearing you say that because see, to me, when I think of dressing and always looking the best dressed in the room and always trying to make sure that I am, never in a million years would occur to me that that's putting anybody eyes on me. Mm-hmm. I think it actually makes me blend in because I look So, I mean, so, but that's like cool to hear that you actually have such a different perception. And then hearing Siobhan say that.
We talked about earlier. Yeah. And this is how I was raised to be, don't draw attention on yourself. It was compounded on me all the time. Don't go out of the house like that. Why would you want attention? What kind of attention are you trying to get?
Oh, girl, I'm so opposite. All the time.
Me too.
But that's your personality. See, my personality is more...
Yeah, I'll walk up to anybody, talk to anybody, but that's
but that, and see, I can do that, but I can't do it with... exterior things.
But what if you were just all in black? I mean, like, it doesn't mean you... Just being professional, though, I think doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be... You have to stand out. Like, right. if I was in a room with professionals, let's say we were taking a class, let's just say it was like... And I walked in this room, and there was a girl wearing, like, a t-shirt and jeans, and then there was another girl wearing a black shirt, a black pants, black shoes, with her hair pulled in a ponytail. Mm-hmm. The girl in the black suit with her hair in a ponytail actually blends in pretty damn good, but she also is super professional compared to the other one.
I don't know what my style is. I think it was a mom so long and it was in the gym so long that I have a hard time knowing how to dress in the salon.
I think you always look cute, Heidi. I don't think that you don't look professional. I think there's a difference between casual professional. Like, I am not a regular color blue jean wearer in the salon. It's not that I never do, but it's 99% of the time I won't. I will buy colored jeans because I feel like jeans just make a step of casual.
Jeans make jeans.
And I came from an era, I've been doing this over 20 years, and I came from an era where when I started, my boss said to me, do not ever step into this place without heels on your feet, with blue jeans on. If they are blue jeans, they better be $180 pair of blue jeans, and everything better be dry clean only. And he said, you better look like you're headed to a wedding or out to the club with your girlfriend.
So that was our
dress code. There was, we had a
dress code. As a hairdresser.
As a hairdresser. Yes, we had a dress code. So that's evolved my whole life, though. I mean, it's truly changed how I represent myself.
As much as I would hate
that,
I would love it at the same time.
It's how it represents myself.
Because it almost gives me a level of where to...
It becomes boring, though, when everybody's on a dress code.
Not a strict dress code. Okay, everybody has to wear this, this, or that. It's more like, you guys, I don't want to see jeans. I don't want to see... If you're going to do jeans, you call... You know what I mean?
I think it's owning on your own personal style, but, you know, knowing how to be professional with it at the same time. So.
I think sometimes I...
But that's what I like about your salons. Like, you let everybody
do their own thing
themselves. Yeah.
I think it depends on your clientele. I draw a lot of clients that are very...
You can represent yourself as yourself in a professional manner.
I think that's the difference. What matches your personality,
too.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and I'm more...
And I feel like people respect that, but you will draw that kind of clientele.
I do.
Obviously.
Like, I do.
You will draw
I do.
The more
I'm thinking about my clientele
calmer,
now.
Chiller, and I have a more high, bougie... You know, picky kind of clientele, and they have all become my friends over the time. But they appreciate it. It doesn't matter where I'm working. If I come to you to do a wedding and I'm meeting you there, I still look the same as I do when I'm in the salon. If I meet somebody in this grocery store and they're like, I like your hair, I want to look professional and be able to say, I'm a hairdresser.
I do have people that'll say, you know, I bet you you're a hairdresser. I think it's just the whole. But I think that's a good experiment for me.
Yeah.
I think I would love to do for 2 weeks and come in here and just like wear something that I normally would never wear.
Yeah, true. See what happens.
See what happens. Yeah,
but I think when I think of professionalism, though, and this is kind of where I want to go with the conversation, is I don't necessarily think it's always about just what you're wearing and like dress code. I think when I think of professionalism, it's just... having a difference between the way you speak and the way you dress when you are in certain places. So, okay, when I'm on my farm with my horses, I'm kicking back. You know, I'm saying, you know, I can swear. I can, like, wear a bandana. I can wear cowboy boots. I can have my hair pulled back. I can look like, you know, I can look like complete crap. But it depends on where I'm at. Like, even if I'm at a wedding, like, you're not going to wear... You know, it's disrespectful when people show up in jeans and cowboy boots and, you know, a t-shirt to a wedding that is actually a bride in a wedding dress. Like, there's just ways to, I think when I think professionalism, I just think there's so many more things to it than...
Professionalism and respect go so heavily.
Yeah. I think people just don't realize it. And I don't think people realize where you can get in your life if you actually... try a little harder and be professional. I don't think that always means that you have to be like done up. Like, you know, me and Jean, I would put Brie in the same category. I feel like we're usually very, well, no, Siobhan, I would say you're pretty much, Heidi and Lizzie, I bet, are a little more casual, but I would say the four of us, we're always pretty done up. Siobhan's style is a little more like on that punk size, yes. But punk side, but it's
punk side fits this industry. So
yeah, but I mean like, but I mean like, I would still consider, you know, like we usually are like done up, like mm-hmm. you don't see us
full
without
and,
yeah, like yeah, full right. makeup, like done up, you know, and
but that comes with time and age. I feel like
yeah,
like when I started out into the world,
but no, I don't necessarily think that. I think there's two different kinds. I don't think that just because we're more done up means that we're more professional. I
yeah,
think
right,
there's
yeah.
I think there's so many more ways. Yeah, and it's everything.
Right.
It's your
and
whole
I
persona.
Think that maybe that's why I sometimes, well, and I notice it with you too, and I think that's where we're a lot similar, is not just because I think we sometimes, I don't know how to say this because I don't want it to be that you guys don't, so I don't want this to come out wrong, but I almost feel like the customer service that we go sometimes over, above, and beyond. And I think that's where we see professionalism versus
like
what we're wearing,
more, yeah.
what we're appearances. It's more it's more of a service thing than mm-hmm. it is. I can't explain that without because I don't want to be offensive.
Well, it's addressing people.
Are you saying that? I understand what you're saying.
I get what you're saying.
Your professionalism is
we kind of look at it as an action,
and we look at it.
Okay, right. The Five Languages of Love, the book, is an example of
service. See, because I'm a service person in that aspect of my life, but I feel like when it comes to work, I still do a great consultation. I think all of that stuff, that kind of service, I'm never going to let somebody leave if I'm not 100%
right, so you're balanced.
Comfortable
I'm
with
saying
their
for
hair.
Me and her, maybe we just haven't found that
There's
balance.
Many
so we kind of,
of
we
it.
Add more to one aspect of the business than we do maybe another.
Yeah.
So we haven't found that. We're struggling with that.
I had a question too, like because I, like you guys are talking about your styles, but I feel like I don't wear much makeup, and like, does that tie into like your outfit too? Like, does that make me look?
I
like,
think a lot of younger people don't as much.
No, because
anymore,
I think
anyway.
Your face looks absolutely.
Yeah,
beautiful.
You have a very natural.
Yeah.
But I mean, see, that's my point. Like, I don't think that professionalism. I think we keep getting off on like little side marks, but I think what we really have to focus on is like
the clients,
the actual professionalism in life. Like,
right.
I don't mean that you have to wear makeup. Doesn't necessarily mean you do. Mm-hmm. You think of like. A girl that is just has her hair pulled back in a really nice ponytail like this, and she has, you know, no makeup on, but mm-hmm. her hair is pulled back nicely. And like, let's say she's a police officer, I don't know, and she has her hair pulled back in a nice ponytail, no makeup, but she looks like she took a shower, mm-hmm. and she's wearing all black. Like, to me, that's still professional,
right?
But have you
I
ever
feel like not in a
like that and
hair
at
salon
them and said you perceived what they're looking like from the outside, right, before they even open their mouth, and then. Sister is a perfect example. Sorry, Lisa. I love you. But she's got such a professional look. The minute she opens her mouth, she sounds like a truck driver.
Oh, we'll see right there. Yeah, it ties
everything
in everything.
Goes out the door. You look the part, mm-hmm. you don't act the part.
Sure. I feel like it's professionalism all comes down to how you treat people.
Yeah.
I feel like it's how you treat people and how you treat every situation that mm-hmm. you come to.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to respect.
Yeah.
It's treating everybody with respect and treating them the way that you want to be treated and being
That's
professional about
said.
It.
That's beautiful.
And
said.
I don't think it always has to come with how you look, but it is a package deal.
Sure.
As much
right.
as
yes.
you're on that, it's a package
it
deal.
Is.
It's a look. It's respect, it's love for what you do, it's mm-hmm. wanting everybody you come in contact to realize how much love you have for
that
whatever
is.
It is you
yep.
do,
mm-hmm.
and looking the
yep.
part, acting the part, and believing in yourself, 100%.
That's
and I think
oh,
that's
believing in yourself.
Well, we have 100%. To be, okay, realistic too. Somebody walks in that door, how many of us will look at who walks in the door, and without even, it's almost automatic, you almost... can judge
who's
I was gonna
there.
Say
yeah.
are you judging
who they're, there
they're either there
well
for,
I think
or I wonder what they do
right.
yeah and I think and that sometimes you can it's sometimes it's a confidence thing too. I think professionalism also comes with confidence
right.
because if you're not confident and you're 100%. Someone who you know is more you know like really self-conscious, like I have clients that literally are like this all the time mm-hmm. and I just want to be like, God, put your shoulders back. But when you lack confidence, you're never going to be professional. So I guess, you know, like bringing it back down a little bit, and this is where I feel like everyone really needs to understand, because if you want to be successful in anything, I don't care. We're hairdressers and makeup artists, you know. And, well, this girl does everything. I don't even know what you can call her.
Wax
on myself. But, you know, I think when you're thinking of a professional, you know, I think that with any industry, you have to consider everything as a whole. It's like something where if you're... What's going on?
She also got you.
Same.
I'm like, I cannot. Yeah, I don't even know what's going on right now. But no, I think that at the end of the day, what people have to realize, and I think what this conversation, what I want this conversation to go towards, is the fact of the matter is that everyone, if you want to be successful in something, I don't care what it is in your life, you have to have kind of a little bit of everything, mm-hmm. because you have to have confidence. You have to have a certain type of look. I mean, if you were a girl that looked like she should be swinging on a pole, let's just say, and she walked in to get a job as a engineer, like, she's probably not going to get the job,
yeah,
because,
I mean, that
so I mean that,
every
yeah, so I think when we talk look, like, you have to know your industry and, like, what you're going towards and, like, look for. You know, if you're a cowgirl, like, you know, I ride horses. When I go to the farm, I'm not going to wear what I wear to the salon. I'm not going to show up in heels. I'm not an idiot, you know. I'm not going to be able to get on my horse and ride.
You're an idiot.
So, like, I think for when we talk professionalism, I think people need to understand, and what we want everyone to really get is that you need to, like, have the whole thing. So you need to dress appropriately with whatever it is. You need to be appropriate. You need to be speaking appropriately, considering what you're doing. You know, if you work in a plant, you know, swearing might be the only way you get across to some people. I don't know.
Right.
And if you work in a salon like makes we sense. Do, you know, you can't talk about certain things.
I feel like you need to know your audience too.
Yeah, you need to know your audience.
Some of my clients, I can drop the F-bomb and they laugh. Oh, yeah. And there's other clients I would never swear in my
that's
life to. So I feel like it's know your audience also.
Mm-hmm.
Feed to who you're talking to. And I think a big part of being professional is being able to be the chameleon and be who you need mm-hmm. to be in certain social settings and all aspects of life. I feel like that comes down to, it's just another one of those things that it's a life lesson that if you are good at that kind of stuff, you can apply it to everything else in your life.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. It just doesn't, it's not just about what you are in the salon. It's just you as a person anywhere. You run into anybody.
Yeah.
Perfect example, started talking to a lady in the hospital pre-op, before surgery. She ended up in my chair.
Oh, wow. That's
I
weird.
Was laying in a gown.
With a <Aww.
tiger> So something worked there. Something clicked
well,
there.
Well, yeah.
Something.
And that's where, you know, communication, your communication and professionalism and communication skills.
Yeah. So there's a perfect example.
Yeah.
I was laying
but
in
you,
a gown.
But if you think about it, though, you were dressed appropriately.
Mm-hmm. I was laying in a gown.
Yeah, you were in a gown because you were in a hospital
dressed,
bed.
But you were appropriate
for
where you were.
Yeah, right.
I do think...
That just gives you an example of I was able to get a client into the salon wearing a gown, not in a totally different...
Right.
So yeah. If you guys were to give advice to like, young people that are going into their, you know, jobs or professions or just in moving forward in life, like... What you know, starting with like Lizzie and then kind of working across, what is something like that you would say, you know, you're new like to the salon, like Lizzie's a new apprentice working in a salon. She's very new to the industry, never done hair before. And she's coming in and is like, knows nothing and starting in a salon atmosphere. So what is something that you think that would make life like, what do you see? Like, what is your definition, you guys, of professionalism? Like, what do you think is important?
I just feel like if you're like doing whatever to make like your client happy, like that is like professionalism. Like if you like you're not messy and like your hair, like you just want to look professional and
be professional.
Yeah.
And so
it's not really a good answer,
but no, but it's like the whole, but I mean like at the end of the day, when I hear you say that, you basically are saying what we're saying. You have to have the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have the personality that fits that person. You have to have a look where
there's
you
a
don't
lot of
look.
Things that go with
yeah,
it.
Yeah. You know, you can't, I mean, you're not going to show up in your pajamas, you know, or you're not going to show up in like you're going to a bonfire, because why would someone want to pay you money if you're doing that? Or why would you, you know, you're not going to go to an Allstate agency just and get an insurance agent who, if he's dressed in like, I don't know, Daisy Dukes in a tube top. I mean,
well, we
would you
look at it like that? Is the reverse?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess
what
do you? I guess that's the question.
From a professional.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, would you guys go there? Brie, what is your kind of thinking?
So in the salon is important, but especially since our last meeting when Steph was talking about outside of the salon.
Oh, one of, yeah.
And presenting, like you said, you're on the farm, you know, you can chillax a little bit, but even like going to Meijer sometimes, I'm like, oh, I don't have like, I kind of have my under eye circles out. I don't have lashes on. I'm like, you could easily like run into somebody there, be like, they can compliment you. And then that's a way to get them in, you know?
So being professional, so even outside of the salon. Yeah.
In
yeah.
certain places, like if yeah. you're at like a bonfire, you know, or like somewhere with your friends, it doesn't really, you don't have to be as professional, a hospital bed.
Yeah.
But like big, like public events or, you know, concerts or something big.
So you,
where people will compliment you and be like, oh, where do you get your brows done? Or mm-hmm. where do you get your tan done or something?
So you feel like it helps you build your business.
Yes, outside, so in, especially because I'm still building my clientele, so I still have to present myself.
Yeah. And what would you say though, Brie, because we haven't heard a ton from you today, mm-hmm. what would you kind of say, like, if you what do you see that you've run into in the past where you felt like, I'm not going to use this person, no, I don't care what, I mean, I'm talking any service or mm-hmm. anybody, have you ever went somewhere and felt like, yeah, I'm not getting this done because of what they look like or how they talk to you mm-hmm. or something? I mean, like, there's yeah. a part of professionalism that, like, you're like, well, I'm not even going to buy anything from you, right?
Yeah. Like, if I go, I mean, I've been to, like, a hair salon before, and if they don't really, like, talk to you or relate to you in any way, they just kind of get you done and throw you out. Like, you don't want to, you want to be personable, too, with that professionalism. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, this job is so personality.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So personality. I've been plenty of places where yeah. I don't want to go back just because they don't. You just, mm-hmm. you have to care. Like, you have to.
Yeah.
Like, you can feel when someone doesn't care, you know?
Yeah. Sure. And, sure. I mean, heck, I've even been through the drive-thru. And I've,
yes.
you know, oh, I've been through a drive-thru. And there's been times where, like, you know, they throw your money on top of the dollar bill.
Yes.
And it's like, God, didn't your mom teach you to put the change on your hand first? It's like, come on, people, change like, first.
Yesterday, okay? I went through the Wendy's drive-thru and I got a lemonade. And she didn't even ask me what size I wanted. I was like, oh, can I get, like, a peach lemonade? She's like, yeah, pull up to the window. See ya. Like... I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of people be like, well, it's Wendy's. What do you expect? No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I've worked at
a
drive-thru
before.
Yeah.
Yes. Professionalism
anywhere.
It's got to be
whether through a drive-thru window or a salon.
But don't you think that that's affecting that person? So if that person is already learning from a young age to not be professional, and they can't even like run a window. Like if you have a kid who can't even run a drive-through window professionally, then I mean, that's going to affect them through life.
Right.
I mean, I guarantee I'm not going to hire them if they want to come in and be my apprentice. Mm-hmm. If they can't even.
And who trained them?
Sure. Yeah.
And who's allowing, I think that's the problem with this whole generation.
Oh, yeah.
Is people aren't teaching kids how they have to talk to people, how to answer a phone, how to do any of that stuff. And that's on us.
Communicate.
That's on us as parents and as adults. Like, we have to stop that from happening and, like, pass on the professionalism. Like, I learned how to talk to somebody and how to treat somebody because I was taught how to talk. And that all comes down to how are you going to be professional in anything if you're not taught the right way all the way down from starting from childhood. Yeah.
That is true.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That is true. Because, I mean, my mom, you know, she works at a grocery store, but I will tell you, she taught me how to hand change. She taught me how to talk to people. And even though she worked at a grocery store, I feel like even, like, listen, I remember her telling me these things.
She was in customer
service. She was in customer service. And so people always, my mom used to tell me people waited in her line to buy groceries.
Aww.
And it's like that, and so, you know, like, I look at my mom and I think, you know, I think my mom even instilled a lot of these things
she
in me, and that, and she doesn't, and we don't even realize that my mom instilled. So that's a great, that's a great point, Jean, because we don't realize how much the parents, and as parents, you know, listening, you know, that is so important. Siobhan, what about you? What are you kind of feeling?
That's what I think it all comes down to with professionalism. I think it's adapting, relating, being personable, and respectful, because every person has their own story, every person has their own life and their own existence, and I think it's just honing in on that, and just, and that's how I think that you really keep clients. You know, you have to relate and be personable, and you have to know how to have the wits about you to like get on their level, you know. So I don't want just one kind of clientele, I don't want one type of person. I like getting to all different aspects of different people. I mean, it fascinates me in a way. Like, when I get clients in my chair, I don't want somebody that's like me. I know how I am. Not like I don't want people that are like me, but you know what I mean? Like, I like hearing people's stories. I like to know about different aspects and personalities.
Opens up a world.
Well, it does, and it teaches me. It teaches me, like, what do I strive for? What do I want out of life? how do I want to be as a person? So
sometimes we think of this job as we're teaching them, and sometimes we need to realize
they're teaching us. Exactly. So I feel it's like a give and a take. Like, I'm giving them, you know, mm-hmm. my experience or my talent, but then they give me back so much more. So
I've learned a ton from clients.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that's true though. I think that that's huge. Like, realizing that. And I think maybe that's the problem with a lot of kids nowadays too, that, cause I feel like I don't know why this generation that's coming up feels, I've been an owner now for 10 years. And just in the last 10 years, I can say hiring now is so much harder than hiring even 10 years ago, which I wouldn't think that that'd be true, but like, there's definitely something happening, a switch. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it is very weird when you think about it, because it's hard to communicate with a lot of kids, and because they don't have that professionalism anymore that we talk about, I feel like. And I think that it's true, because it comes back to everything. Yeah. You see.
I feel like it's definitely like technology though.
It is technology.
I mean, I feel like I'm 20, and so I grew up with phones, technology and everything. And I still, I just overthink like communicating with people, just cause I can't sit mm-hmm. there and think about it, you know?
No emojis.
Yeah, like when I send a text, I can sit there for 10 minutes and think about it. But when I'm like chatting with you guys, like, oh my gosh, I have to spit it out. I can't think about it, you know? And I feel like that's the issue with a lot of people.
That's very true.
Of
this generation,
age,
their communication is with even a phone, and they have time to think.
Even like talking
but
on a
face
phone.
To face.
Yeah.
I
hate talking on a phone.
I have to say to my kids, you say, hello, this is Monroe. Is Amanda available? And I heard her this morning go, who's this on the phone? And I go, who are you talking to? Who's this? Who's this? You called somebody's house and you're going, who's this? I'm like, oh, no. You have to back that up. Oh, like, you goodness. Have to teach them that, though.
If I'm not,
that's my job, is to teach my kids to be functioning adults. And I want them to be good functioning adults. Mm-hmm. So I have to teach them that stuff. And I feel like a lot of people don't have that one-on-one with their kids anymore. You have to realize 50 years ago, one parent had to work. The mom got to stay home. Mm-hmm. She got to spend full time with the kids. There was no electronics to teach them. There was none of the stuff that there is now. Now both parents have to work to be able to survive.
And electronics entertain the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think for me, I don't necessarily know if it's a definition or more of a piece of advice for me on my idea of professionalism, but I can tell you that in this industry, and I think in any industry, you have to fake it till you make it and ask a ton of questions. Mm-hmm. I can remember and rely on the people above you that know what they're doing, and reach out to those people. Have a mentor, have somebody to look up to, have somebody watch as much as you can and learn as much as you can about whatever it is that you are professional at.
Yeah.
And I feel like when I can remember the day that I was cutting somebody's hair, and it just clicked in my head about how my angles needed to go. But that took time. That wasn't something that just happened to me like this behind the chair. Mm-hmm. But you better believe I faked it. But I would be like, oh, can you give me a moment? I'll be right back. And I'd go around the corner and be like, Leandra. And you know, like, I would ask questions, and I would stand there and I would watch, and I would be like, how do you get that line faded? And I think to be professional,
my sister,
you have to be willing to ask questions and willing to do the stuff that you need to do and put the time in.
Yeah. Heidi, what about you? What are your last words of, what are you kind of thinking as we sum up a little bit?
I am just taking in what everybody said. Just, we have such different ideas of what's professional, what's acceptable, whether being in a salon, outside of a salon, mm-hmm. and how we service people. I just think it's such an individual thing. It's so hard to make it such a...
It's not black and white.
Black and white.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think saying that you're just listening is professional, because you're listening to what everybody has to say and you're taking mm-hmm. that in. That's a whole part of it, is listening to your peers and listening to the people that are around you, and everybody mm-hmm. just working with each other.
Well, I think it's just, because listening is respectful.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so you're hearing what other people have to say.
So. Yeah. So I think at the end of the day, I think we all have the same idea, but I think we all need to realize that the more you put into, you know, professionalism, which is it is to a certain level, unfortunately, and this is, this, a lot of people could say, you know, it's being vain, or you shouldn't look at how people dress and stuff. But at the end of the day, you know, when you put yourself together, just like an animal that licks itself and cleans itself, you know, like birds, you know, and when they lose their feathers, they're not going to mate with another bird, let's say, because he lost some feathers. At the end of the day, there is a way where your look is part of it.
Yes.
You know, and all creatures in the world, every creature in the whole wide world can at one point tell, like, say, you know, that is a way to communicate. The way you look is a communication.
It is a form of communication.
And so I think at the end of the day, the way you look, the way you put yourself together, you know, whatever it may be, the way you speak, the way you move, and the way that you
carry yourself.
And respect.
And the way you respect others, and the way you listen. I think it's really, to be honest, I guess it's all senses. Listening.
How many clients come to you and say, I didn't get what I wanted from this hairdresser because they didn't listen to me?
Yeah. And right there, that's under professionalism.
Or I hear all the time, like, they just wouldn't do anything different. I kept getting the same thing over and over.
Yeah. So I think we can, at the end of the day, really realize that your five, like your senses, those are all kind of, you know, things that really
what you hear, what you see, what you
you know, and when you think about when you touch, you know. Yeah. But the same thing. Like if you smell, I mean, I hate to say it, but if your hygiene isn't good, like you're not going to do well in any industry, you know, unless you're a computer genius working at home, maybe. Right. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, you still have to have.
So you can't have 4 out of 5 pieces of the puzzle and make it all work.
You kind of have to have a little of everything.
Yes.
And I think that it's something that to be successful with anything in life,
Lizzie,
I think you
to
have
our new
to
wardrobe.
What? What did you say?
I said to our new wardrobe. Cheers.
No, but see, that's the thing. I think you guys both look adorable.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think that
you can't step it up a little bit and just see what happens.
Well, let's just say, you know, we own a salon. Like, I mean, we are in a salon. Like, when we're talking about professionalism, I think in a salon, like, we are in a fashion industry. So, unfortunately for us, whether you like it or not, Heidi.
Yeah.
You are on the, and you too, Siobhan, like even though you say you don't want to be center of attention, when you are in a beauty profession, our profession is hair, but at the end of the day, our profession is fashion and beauty.
Sure.
So we are the ones they look at because they don't want to like do the studying.
We're on stage every day.
Every single day.
You're on stage every single day in this industry. So you have to make sure that you're always taking it to that level.
Coming in and being on time, being present, being ready for your clients when they get here in our industry is so important. Those are things. And I think that's important in any job.
It is to be on time
and to respect people's time. But that comes back to respect. It comes back to respect.
100%.
Somebody booked that time for you and you have to be respectful of their time. And I'm not stating in this industry we don't run behind. We all do. It's a business.
Right. Yeah.
That you know.
That's another podcast we're going
to
be doing.
Yeah. But I think that it all comes down to, and in our industry, if we're talking hairdressing specifically, it is a fashion industry and it's all about time management. It's all about being prepared for your clients. It's being able to deliver. It's all those things wrapped into one.
Mm-hmm.
And looking the part. You have to look the part. I would never walk into a hair salon and see somebody frumpy, no makeup on, no nothing, and let them do my hair. But that's me, because I'm not that person. And I would never sit in somebody's chair. There's no way.
And I wouldn't either. And that's just because I expect them to be playing a part. Like, they're almost like playing a part in a whole circle of things that I'm doing.
It's
so,
just, like I said, it's another piece.
Yeah.
It just is another piece you got to add to what may be missing.
Well, sweet. Well, thank you, girls,
for,
you know,
it
was our first talk.
Might have been a little rough around the edges, but we'll get it down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, so thank you guys for joining us today, and we'll be back next week, and we have a lot of topics, but if you have
a
topic.
We have a lot of girls.
Yeah,
so
we do.
Obviously, and a bunch of us are not here. We're a big salon, so this is just your first time, your first view of us, but there'll be a bunch of us sitting here, different people in different parts of the industry.
Different opinions.
You know, nail techs and eyelash girls and stuff like that, and we'll all be here, and we'll all be talking about different things for a while, and hopefully you guys will listen in.
Yeah, and if you have anything that you want us to chit-chat about, or you feel like, you know, is an interesting topic, let us know in the comments below. But otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you later.
See you.
Bye.
Good job, girl.
Yay. Woo! Cheers. I don't have any left.
Oh, no.
Oh, I didn't get somebody. Who did I get? I think it was you. I got like a sip.
That was fun.
A little pee at the end. All right.